If you were given the opportunity to redesign your classroom space, now I mean really take it all apart, so all you have left are three walls and a bunch of windows, or four walls, what would you do? How would you change it? Or would you? Are there things that you would want? Are there things that you don't want? That's what I'm talking about today. Rethinking your classroom space. Thanks for listening.
You are listening to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12, a podcast for educators, helping you help kids achieve their dreams. Now here's Steve with this week's show.
Okay, so think about the classroom you use. If you pulled all of the furniture out, including bookcases, file cabinets, closets, even whiteboards and bulletin boards, anything that's attached to the wall, and over at the desk, got to empty the whole thing, how would you set it up in a way that would allow you the flexibility you need? What would you do differently with that big rectangle or square box that you now have? Let's talk about that physical space, okay? I don't want to get into the different technology we could have. I want to think about that big physical space, how you would use it differently. You know, recently in episode 144, I talked about my 11 wants for my perfect classroom. Well, this goes a little deeper than that. Let's just rip everything out. And what would I put back? Not just the other stuff that I would want in there, okay? So for example, I like to have space for kids to spread out and work together. So in buying furniture, I would want tables more than individual desks. But I do like the opportunity to separate kids the way desks can give you that isolation, you know, like when you have testing going on. So let's make a list of things like this. You have this big box. What is most important for you? You know, desks, tables? Would you have standing desks? You know, that's a current thing. Would you want the kids to be able to sit differently? Would you want, small tables, big tables, round tables, short tables, you know, any of that? Do you need a giant bulletin board, or would you rather have the wall space? I mean, think about it. Sometimes that giant bulletin board just gets in the way. You could do so much more if you had all that wall space to use to put kids' work up and stuff like that and make it your own design space instead of just being confined to that cork board. How about setting up a space where kids can read, take tests, etc., you know, that have something special about it? You know, I've seen some really cool ones that teachers have done. Like, you know, one of those special spaces looks like a living room. I mean, literally looks like a living room. Or how about it's a front porch with a swing on it? You know, and I've seen some really cool ones that someone knew somebody who could build, you know, a little wooden porch and with poster, you know, a little post going up to a little mini roof and a little swing on there. How about a tiki hut? I've seen one of those too, with a fake palm tree next to it and some sand that was brought in and a little swimming pool, you know, one of those kiddie plastic swimming pools. And this was a reading area. By the way, the swimming pool didn't have water in it. It had sand in it. That's where they put the sand. But, you know, or how about, do you really want your own desk, or would you rather be able to redesign the space so that you had storage and something that folded out? You know, do you ever see those old beds that that fold out of the wall and go back up in? Maybe you could do that with your desk area, just so you have storage space and all that. But, you know, do you always need that desk, and could you use that space better? So let's think about this way. You know, you've been given a couple gifts, or let's call them wishes. You have this genie who's shown up. Whoa, alakazam, hello. And, I don't know, maybe you rubbed the magic lamp, or in this case, you found the magic easel or something like that. But out of it pops this genie, and the genie says, I'm going to grant you three wishes. So, in this case, the genie is actually your system. Your system is rebuilding a school, and they've ripped everything out so that the walls and floors can be properly painted, treated, covered, you know, and they want to know what you want to go in that room. They've actually asked you. They want to know, you know, where would you spend the money for this room? Would you outfit the entire building with all the same stuff, or would you let people have a individualize it, have their own thoughts about it? So here you are, and you're standing in a large rectangle with windows on one side. There are electrical outlets as well, and the drops for connectivity to the internet. And the genie says, wish number one, what would you like to put in this space? Are you thinking? The genie then says, your second of three wishes will be this. Do you have a preference of desks, tables, sofas, chairs, beanbags, so forth, so on, for the kids to sit in at some point? And wish number three, do you need a closet, bookcases, teacher desk, or would you rather be given a budget to design your own space? So right now, I mentioned this earlier, let's not talk technology right now. Let's just talk the use of the physical space. How would you address these three wishes? By the way, if you rolled your eyes and you say to me, you don't care, why don't you care? Because actually, you should. As a teacher and a building administrator, I have always had, thoughts about, I wish I had been asked about the use of classroom space and what went in them and what was purchased. I've always said that, always wished it. Because you just go with the flow with what you got and you deal with it. But sometimes you go, why? Sometimes you go, really? They did that? And sometimes you go, we could have done this a little differently. It would have been awesome. And that we're not going to go there now, but that, as any of you who are building administrators, you know that can be the same with building design. we'll save that for another time. like when some teachers really don't need all those interactive boards as well as, the same tried and true student desk. I mean, think about it with interactive boards. I was in a system one time where I was a principal and the system had put together all this money to put interactive boards in every classroom as well as these sound systems with stuff like that. And I said, what would be better would be to identify the teachers who really will use them and learn how to use them and put them in their rooms first and then see who are the ones who say, that's cool and I'll start learning how to use it and I would like one. So then it becomes part of an agreement to use it as opposed to, might as well be a 1970s classroom where you got a big overhead and you got this big expensive board on the wall and they're using it just like a 70s overhead projector. Come on, you know what I'm talking about. as well as the same tried and true desk. Those are expensive things. If you buy just all that stuff when you really didn't have to. When I was a principal, one of my favorite interview questions to ask a teaching candidate was, if money was no issue, what would your ideal classroom look like? So, let's think about this because you should care. Because you might have an opportunity to do something like this, maybe not down to the bare walls, but, at least to be able to help make some decisions about if money's really need to be spent on this, whereas it would be better spent on that. So, I'm currently overseeing the conversion of an elementary school that was built in the early 60s, and then a part of it had to be reconstructed in the early 70s. There was a fire and something burned down. And I was standing in a room where everything was removed, all right? Everything's being removed. Bulletin boards, whiteboards, TVs, sinks, blinds, closets, shelves, desks, tables, everything. When I say everything, everything, all right? And part of the point is that many of the walls need to be resurfaced. Many of the walls need sealing because they weren't way back when, and that's where moisture's coming through and stuff like this. And then we're painting everything and updating it, all right? So I'm standing in there, and it's like, this is cool because, basically what's happening with this old elementary school is we're turning it into a training center. But as this particular room I'm in at this point will become a model classroom where teachers, presenters, consultants, different people can sign up to use it to demonstrate classroom techniques. Other rooms will be more typical meeting rooms, but this particular one will be set up like a classroom. And as I stood there, and it was kind of cool because I stood there, I was the only one in the building at the time, it was early evening, and I'm looking about and it kind of hit me, I thought, I've always thought about the stuff I would like in my classroom. I've always had this thought, what if I was given the choice and the opportunity to design what went into my room? What would I emphasize? Think about it. If you were asked that question, how about you? What would be your answer? I mean, would you think about it long and dear and say, yeah, give me a few minutes because I got some ideas for you? Or would you go, nah, just give me what you want? Wow, I wouldn't give that last answer there. I would not say just give me what you want. I would take some time. And the longer time they would give me, the more I would spend with the thought and basically saying, you know, give me a budget and I'll go forward with this. I would love it. So let's go back to the three wishes. Remember, we are thinking through the physical space, you know, what you are normally given, all right? We're not really going into the areas of technology right now. So here are the three wishes. You are asked, number one, what would you like to put in this space? The number two wish, do you have a preference of desks, tables, sofas, chairs, beanbags, etc.? Number three, do you need a closet, bookcases, teacher desk, or would you rather be given a budget to design your space? So what are you thinking about? What does it make you think about? What would your answer be to the genie? You know, I started thinking about this, and at first, this is what I said. You know, I would want seats to be very portable so that I could have space for a performance recording area. Now, check that out, for a performance slash recording area. I mean, we need to have seats because we need to have places for kids to do work. We need to have kids, you know, spaces for the kids to work on different things. But I want them to be portable, very light, very movable, so that you can put them into circles, you can put them together, you can separate them, but very light so that you can move around easily because I want to have a performance or recording area. This would be a space for recording YouTube instructional clips or whatever replaces YouTube down the line. Also a place for recording audio podcasts as well as a place for students to present their ideas. So a kind of like a cubbyhole for student presentations. Additionally, I would want a special reading work area that incorporated something cool like beanbag chairs, you know, shag carpeting. It'd be awesome if I could have that, you know, some of those colors like the avocado green and or the turquoise and white from the early 70s. But that shag carpet, sofas, and a front porch swing. I always thought elementary school teachers who had stuff like that, that was so cool because the kids loved to go reading there. So how about you? Let's take it one step further. I want to ask you this question. Why should you care? And here's really my point about caring. The more you think about creating student engagement in your classrooms, the more the physical space should come in play. See where I'm going with this? I hope that as you think of the thoughts, how do you like that? As you think about deciding what would go into this classroom, if you were given this option, it's stripped down to its bare walls and you get the chance to decide what goes back in there, that it gives you ideas about what would help you make your lessons more engaging because you have that space to work with. And are there ways that you could make that space help you create engaging lessons? Think about it. If only I had this, then I would have exactly what I need to get the kids excited about learning. So, what do you think? Food for thought. See ya.
We want to remind everyone to check out all of our digital content at teachinglearningleadingk12.com. You can also find our podcast on iTunes.
Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is a proud member of the Education Podcast Network. Podcasts for educators, podcasts by educators.